All right, so we are starting today's episode. Kind of just rambling around here with my first topic that I kind of want to talk about is a very touchy topic, but hopefully, like, it leaves room for a conversation with somebody within this realm to kind of get some more information, really. Said from anybody in this field. And what I mean is wrestlers in the LGBT community that now are, I don't want to say like now are getting limelight. I think now just because there's, the internet is now a little bit more, it's more sustainable, it's more accessible to everybody. The LGBT community now can like really, saying put themselves out there, especially within a lot of different things. And with sports entertainment, this is really big. The lights, the camera, the action is on it. So for people to have the opportunity to be able to see it, representation really does matter to a lot of people. And it's a great thing to have representation. It's just that you have to be careful. If you get yourself emotionally attached to any company, though, that starts saying that they are showing love, because they're going to make a profit off of anything that they can. And that's the one thing you always got to be careful for. Like, I love it when I see anybody showing any support, saying to anyone. And it's because the support is always great. Love is always great. But when companies get involved, you always got to be careful, because the companies, they have one objective, and that's to make money. Like, at all times, their objective is, we are going to make money off of this. We're going to make sure that we show that flag, because, it's Pride Month. Everybody is, seeing the flag. All the companies were changing their logos, saying to the flag and stuff. So you just got to be careful, because like companies always have like an ulterior motive. But this topic is touchy because like right now people are finding their place, and people are extremely aggressive also when it comes to these things. Now, if you say anything wrong about anything, a lot of people, emotionally will attack. They get upset with sometimes they don't hear clearly what someone is saying. Someone doesn't get the words out correctly. And when there's a misunderstanding, someone takes it, and takes that wrong. And then also people are stupid. So there's always something that's going to come out of somebody's mouth that might not be correct. And I've seen way too many times on Twitter and social media in general, when somebody that that is ready to defend these topics, there's so much aggression. So really what, saying what topic specifically I'm talking about is our representation that we now have in wrestling, that we are now getting finally, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it, but wrestling in general. We do have LGBTQ representation that's out there. If you are part of LGBT community plus, it's the representation has been starting to show. I'm seeing a huge boom, in wrestlers that are part of this community that are now letting people know, hey, I'm a wrestler as well, and I'm also a part of this community. And it's great to see. But there are some questions about certain things, and my thing is mostly just character based. For your character, for some of these for some of these individuals that will get the opportunity to be able to actually get, spotlight and time in front of the camera. You've had right now. You've had Sunny Kiss with AEW. Gets access to that with AEW Dark, and then also having, times that he's been able to do his thing on Dynamite. And it's great. He also was, Sunny Kiss also was on Lucha Underground But that was around the time when everyone, like, actually, I'm not going to lie, it was just bad timing. He joined Lucha Underground, actually, like, around the time when people finally had stopped watching Lucha Underground. The first three seasons of Lucha Underground were fucking phenomenal, especially the first two. First two back-to-back, you will have a blast. That is some of the best wrestling. And that was literally some of the best wrestling right there. That made such a big splash with, like, the independent circuit. Literally, everything that was happening with Lucha Underground those first two seasons really just changed the game just visually from what people had saw. You know what I mean? Like, you really could not miss an episode. Me and my buddy, like, used to, like, on every Thursday night, sit down at lunch and literally watch, you know what I mean? And, like, hurry up and, like, sit there and, you know, say, try to watch through all of the rest, you know, say, Lucha Underground. It was fucking amazing. You know, saying the action was there, you know, saying the matches were always just, you know, saying so great. So it was there. And on one is, like, when Sunny Kiss got there, I had already stopped watching the show because a lot of things had changed with Lucha Underground. It wasn't the same product that they had been working on. It really wasn't the same. A lot of people ended up finding out that Lucha Underground was just a product of AAA wrestling, and it wasn't necessarily going to be its own wrestling promotion. So everything just fell apart. Just everything fell apart. And there was all of these contract issues with all of these wrestlers. And it was kind of weird because all the female wrestlers, some of them, a lot of them had a hard time getting out. And then there was some male wrestlers that had an issue. But for the most part, a lot of the top talent that was there, male-wise, they got out of their contracts pretty quick. But Lucha Underground was kind of having some issues with others. And it kind of only had tended to be female a little bit. Don't want to sound too biased, but it was kind of messed up. It was a messed up situation because, like, you know, if you're not really going to be a real product, then, you know, why do you have the legal right to be able to hold someone hostage from being able to work outside of the realm? So, like, it didn't make any sense because they had, right around the time I think Sunny had joined, that's when Lucha Underground already had branched off and had most of their talent mixing in with Impact Wrestling. And the majority of those guys already went ahead and made the switch to Impact Wrestling, which worked out for all of them. You know, everybody that, like, pretty much went on to Impact Wrestling, it really helped them as they kind of make their next switch, little, you know, transition over to AEW. So it was good. But back to the topic at hand, getting way off track. Just when Sunny Kiss had, you know, Sam really had, like, came around, you know, he was getting his name out there and people were talking about him. And so when Dynamite, you know, finally had started up, you know, there was a couple of matches that he was able to show up on. And then, of course, on AEW Dark, which is fantastic in what it does. AEW Dark gives signed talent and unsigned talent the opportunity to be able to work, you know, saying, and really get, you know, saying some kind of exposure. Like, they don't have to sign with AEW in order to perform. They can do their thing, you know, saying, and then they can leave. So it's really good that opportunity is there for them. You know, they don't have to be the best thing in the world. It's just that, you know, these guys are independent. They can, you know, saying they can work, show off their talent, and then have an opportunity to be able to show another company, like, hey, you know, like, this is what I can do. And people are really liking it because also it's accessible to everybody. Anyone that has YouTube has access to be able to watch AEW Dark. And you're going to be definitely seeing a trend with that. AEW Dark has had some moments where they've had, like four-hour, like, episodes now, as to where they've had, like, literally, like, 10 matches, 20, you know, saying, like, 20 goddamn matches, and you're like, yo, what the hell is going on? And you're talking about signed talent that has been willing to do, work with unsigned talent. So you have a lot of things going on. with AEW Dark, and it's unbelievable. There's a lot of wrestling there. There's a lot. If you don't think that there's not enough wrestling there, go and go through the files and look at those videos. And these guys, some of these guys are green, and some of these, saying guys are really, they're going to be, saying they're going to be in front of the TV screen somewhere. But Sonny and a lot of different guys that I've been seeing on Twitter, I have a question for them. Is that, do you ruin your character when you've emphasized a little bit, maybe too much, on your sexual orientation for your wrestling character? Because, and this is why I said this would be touchy, because there's a lot of strong feelings with the question that I just asked. If anybody was to ask this, there would be a lot of strong feelings with people. Like, if it was someone that was, like, obviously I'm nobody, and I'm just some random guy that's just thinking off the top of my head, I've been just thinking of this for months. Like, I'm seeing the representation. I'm seeing these guys put themselves out there and really come out strong and have the love and support that I've seen for a lot of the LGBT plus wrestlers that I've seen is great. It's fucking fantastic. It's just for the big companies out there, it's a very serious question, for certain characters out there. If you emphasize a little bit too much of your sexual orientation, how is that going to look? Not necessarily like, how is that going to look? Cause that does sound bad. I mean, I guess the right thing to say is, what company is going to take a dive and they're going to really put that character in front of their company and be like, that is our world heavyweight champion. Because I do want to know, when could we possibly have that opportunity to have something like that, and how would that, take? Because the thing is, you have to make it believable. And I've seen Sonny do some do some work. I've seen his work. I've seen matches where he can go, but I know, like a lot of other people a lot of people don't see him as being the next world heavyweight champion anytime soon. So the real, my real question is, to, I wish I had, I guess, someone that was a part of the community that I could have a conversation with, about specifically this topic, a certain wrestler out there that has a character, and then they start emphasizing too much of their sexual orientation, and it just kind of throws off the believability of the wrestler. Because you still, like, while it's entertaining, you're entertaining at the same time, you also are supposed to, give off that belief, I'm a badass motherfucker, that, and that's what most people want to see when it comes to wrestling. So if you can't give that, and you have a male performer, that is like Sonny, it's the believability. And I've seen some of these guys almost make too much emphasis. I don't know. I'm weird when it comes to this, though, because I'm just someone that believes, I know I've been told, a person will tell me, this is me, this is how I am, this is just me. And when you tell me that, I take that and I'm like, okay, all right, this is what you told me. If any person, whether they were my close friend or just somebody I met, explained to me their sexual orientation, and it was a male telling me their sexual orientation and telling me this and that, I would still tell them, you haven't lost anything. You're still a man. You still have your masculinity. Knock a motherfucker out if you need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a damn what you, I don't give a damn if you suck a dick or not. You know, like, you still can knock a motherfucker out. And I'm just, that's just the way I've always been. I just had more friends in that community to where we could have more conversations. And it would be great if I could find somebody that will want to sit down and have this conversation, especially that was in the wrestling community. And so that we could speak on, you know, saying some of these things, because like, I don't want anyone to, you know, saying be offended by what I'm saying. Like, there's no reason to be offended. It's nothing I'm, you know, saying, going to say is coming out of a place of, you know, out of a place of hate. It's curiosity and just, you know, saying an understanding, more of an understanding. And on Twitter and social media in general, I've seen way too many times where the opportunity is there to have a conversation and for people to be able to learn and pick up things. And I have some friends, acquaintances that I know, and then people I've seen on social media that are so damn aggressive when it is that opportunity to be able to explain things. There's so much aggression there. Well, you need to know. I don't need to anything because, like, I'm asking. And there's ignorant people out there that don't. Like, we're moving into new territory and conversations need to be had. You know what I'm saying? So people can really, like, pick up a sense of understanding, because companies are going to be moving in this direction at some point. You know, I know that I know there's got to be somewhere out there. I think there is some, I don't know if there's gay wrestling leagues or LGBT plus, you know, saying, wrestling leagues that are out there, or maybe someone's in the work of starting some of those promotions and doing some things like that. It's just that if you have to go and make your own LGBT plus wrestling show, though, I guess it is good for the pride, is good, you know, saying it's good for everyone involved because they have the safe environment that they need. But we definitely need to take more strides to make everyone comfortable in wrestling, because, like, it's just my thing. When it comes to wrestling, I get the representation that anybody is going to want to have out there for their specific character. Like, you have a character that's extremely flamboyant. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has always tiptoed the lines of characters, you know, Rude, you know, saying Rick Rude, you know, saying, dare I say, you know, Velveteen Dream, his character, not the person that everybody is upset with, but the character himself. He's, you know, guy said he mimicked Prince a little bit, and I don't know if you guys remember Billy Gunn and Chuck Palumbo. They had the one weird, you know, storyline where they were very, you know, saying risque and flamboyant, where they tiptoed the line of some things, and then they did a storyline where they kind of were like, hey, we're getting married, and it, like, and we were just joking, we're not really into each other like this. And it was just like, okay, why did y'all do this? Because, like, you could not do that storyline now. As a matter of fact, that storyline is probably not even available on Peacock right now. Like, I'm not even shitting you. I'm actually pretty sure that's not even going to be available on Peacock, because there are some things that they have taken out from WWE Network. They said, no, you can't show this on TV now. You can't not have this. I mean, hell, Vince McMahon said the N-word, like, numerous times. Numerous. Not a few, like, several. He said the N-word several times on live TV. So, like, I don't, you know what I mean? The sky's the limit for where we can take things to the next level as far as the entertainment and stuff like that goes. It's just, but just in general speaking, I really have thought, you know, saying just thought about this, because more power to everybody involved. With, you know, saying the different characters that are out there that I'm seeing, and, you know, and they're allowing their community to show that, you know, no matter who you are and what you are, you can still do this, and you most definitely can. If you are someone that is gay or trans and you want to get into wrestling, do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it. There's a market for everybody to be able to do things. But my question is just, with a lot of you guys out there that may want to go in that field, and you're saying you may be trans female, trans male, non-binary and stuff like that. Those things, they, to people who don't understand them, it can get confusing, and it can be kind of like, you know what, I don't want to deal with that headache. And it's not to be necessarily 100% really rude to you. It's just that it's more of, I don't, you know, saying it, that's why this conversation needs to be had with people. It would really be great to have this back and forth right now with someone, a part of that community, to where I can kind of maybe explain to them that, like, when someone is like scrolling through and stuff like that, especially when it comes to social media and you're putting your platform out there and you have on there the your pronouns and stuff like that. Not that that's, you know, saying that that's pushy or anything like that, but it is now gotten to a point where the young generation is doing it at such a high rate. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, you know, like monkey see, monkey do. Because you have a lot of people who are very passionate about this, and then you have other people that are just bored, and they're like, hey, I'll just do that. You know, I'll just do that too and be a part of that. You have a lot of that. But we have a lot of wrestlers out there that are trying to let people, you know, and they are letting people know, you know, properly, like, hey, this is what I would like for you to call me. And then there's others that are aggressive about it. They're like, when you walk up to me, don't tell me hi, sir, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, you're 300 pounds. You look like a brute. People, I don't know, may feel that, you know, they may feel something. They may feel a certain way. Checking this thing here. I don't know what I'm doing here. Looking to see something. Okay. But yeah, it's just weird. I really wish I had someone part of the community to really go back and forth with to have this conversation. And several people I wish I could be able to have this conversation with, because I think it's great to have conversations. So anyone from the community listening to this, that if you do come across this episode, please, you know, saying understand that this conversation and so many others really are important just for understanding. There's a lot of the young generation that is getting a little too worked up. Like, the young community don't even have, you know, saying good social, you know, social skills at all, right off the rip. They don't really have good social skills to start off with. So, like, when it also comes to these heated conversations and stuff like that I've seen online, where someone has said something or like asked something, there was just someone that just was over the top aggressive in the comment section, and it was just like coming at that person, and like, okay, so now you have someone that was trying to, you know, get understanding, and just now you may actually have somebody that's, you know, that now hates you now. Like, it works that quick. It works that quick if you're that pushy. But, you know, saying, and I'm not saying that like people need to back down from just, you know, saying marking, you know, saying not marking their territory, but just like letting people know, like, just how they want to be respected. Just, you know, saying treat people how you want to be treated. And then when people learn some things about you and learn more about you, they'll get the sense of what they're supposed to know. But I right now, I'm liking what I'm seeing. A lot of you guys do within the realm of wrestling, because you guys are marking, you guys kind of are marking your territory. You're marking your claim. You're giving you guys, the representation that you guys need, and some of the young fan base that is a part of that community, it's impacting them in a really good way. That's like, if you guys have made it to this part, that's kind of where I want to go, you know, saying with this is that, like, you know, like, regardless of whether or not, like, I may not understand too much about everything with the non-binary and everything like this, and, you know, saying this and that, you know, I'll pick up, you know, once I'm explained from people and stuff like that, but you got to give some people time, you know, tend to wrap their heads around what they're looking at and stuff like that, because, like, we are moving into the territory and the time where you're going to see more of, you know, saying this community booming and eventually on screen and getting more on screen time and stuff like that. Like, you're going to see more opportunities like that. So, like, everybody just, you know, saying just be patient, because, like, if you're part of this community, just know that, like, if you're a youngster, just know that the love is there, and you got a lot of people out here that have been putting in a lot of work to open those doors and break down those barriers for you. If you're young and you're trans, know that the support is there. If you're young and trans, I'm gonna tell you right now, to the people who are not, to from the people who are not trans, man, like, literally, there's a lot of people out there, like, real life people out here who have literally no hate towards you. None. Some people have got to stop watching the TV and get a little bit less of social media and stuff like that. You know, saying, just, you know, and really just talk, be yourself and talk, you know, and everything, you know, saying things will work out. But like I said, it's really great to see that the representation is there, because there's going to be, like, again, it's just going to be a lot of opportunities for the youngsters out there that are seeing this to, they'll get that hope that they need, you know. They'll be able to see, you know, saying these guys and gals doing what they're doing, and they're like, hey, this could be you. You could be next, doing the same thing that I'm doing right now. You know, and it's a beautiful thing. So I'm hoping that one day, you know, saying that I want to have somebody that's part of the LGBT community that's in wrestling. I would actually like to have a conversation, and we can do this here on the podcast, and like, really just go into detail, like, you know, like, you know, what their thought process was with their character. You know, like, do they feel like they actually, you know, something like they necessarily need, you know, saying to, like, make sure that people know, like, hey, this is my badass character, but by the way, also, you know, I'm gay, you know, like. Because you don't necessarily need to do that. Like, WWE, I felt like they did that a couple of times with, like, some of their characters, you know, some of their people that, you know, came out and let the world know that they were gay. They kind of were just like, I don't know. It didn't feel like they got their opportunity to really, like, do, you know, saying, come out naturally and say it. And I think I've seen one of the guys in New Japan, because he was, he was one of the guys with what the hell's his name? Tyrus. You know what I'm saying? Tyrus O'Neil. He was the one that was with him. I think that guy, like, the guy is wrestling in New Japan now. So, like, if he's, you know what I'm saying, if he's doing okay, more power to him, man. It's great. And I think I seen a glimpse of his character, you know, and he's doing this thing. If you're gay, like, do you, and do your character, like, let your character be your character, and just know, like, you are you, you know, and have fun with it, you know. I think some people are, like, a lot of people at one point wanted to stay away from labels, and then really it didn't take that long, and people really just said, I like labels. I think that's where we're at. Let's take a little break here. Let's take a little break. Thank you. right. So we are back, and you know, just a recap, you know, we were really I was just kind of like talking about, like, I guess my feelings towards our LGBT plus wrestlers, you know, that are, you know, they're showing their representation and really getting themselves out there and giving the young guys, the young guys and gals, the hope that they need to see that, like, hey, that could be me, and that person's on television, and people are not booing, and people are not like, get the fuck off the stage, you know, get out of the ring. Nobody's doing any of that. Like, there are some people that have some, like, ignorant things to say. Trust me, I've been to the wrestling shows and seen them and heard some people say some fucked up things. I've, you know, seen comments and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, there's a lot of love and support. Nyla Rose has had the title. Nyla Rose has had her reign. She's still doing things, and, you know, Sen has, you know, Sen has support. So, you know, it's, the opportunity is there. You know what I mean? Like, cause I guess, like, while I was even, you know, like, talking about this and explaining this, like, Nyla Rose is a perfect example. She's a trans woman, and she's, you know, saying she's been killing it. She was killing it, you know, and not even with, like, a lot of time, you know, being there, she's been able to, you know, get better over time. And it's only going to get better for her as, you know, as time goes, to really, like, you know, saying, make herself a formidable, you know, saying, foe for everybody. It's going to be good for her. But that's the big representation right there. You have a trans, you have a trans woman that has, you know, been a title holder, you know what I'm saying, and has been on television. So it's right there in your face, you know what I'm saying? And my thing, just to recap, was just that, like, do we kill the believability when we focus too much on the sexual orientation? And that's the only thing. So what a character like Sunny, I was using for a sample, for an example, is that, like, a character like his is, he's extremely flamboyant, like, very flamboyant. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that as far as the art of, you know, for wrestling, can we make it believable that this guy is going to beat someone like Braun Strowman? Can we make it believable that this guy is going to beat Kenny Omega in a match one-on-one? You know what I'm saying? Like, because, and I'm telling you, if you do get that, fucking pop is going to be huge. The pop will be huge if you make it believable. But can we? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Can it be, you know what I'm saying? Can it be done, and will it be done? Like, does somebody see someone like Sunny Kiss being AEW World Champion? Hey, what's going on? Just doing a live podcast right now. We're talking about, you know, saying wrestling, very touchy topic. I know it would be kind of like crazy to talk about this topic. But it's about the LGBT plus community and just talking about their representation right now within wrestling. It's been great to see the representation, but we're talking about the believability of a character, for example, like Sunny Kiss, that is with AEW, that is extremely flamboyant. If you focus too much on a character's sexual orientation a little bit, maybe too much, does that kill the believability of that person, really, like, their character being the face of the company, the champion, the main champion for the, you know, promotion? Like, I wish I could have someone else that was part of that community in wrestling to really kind of give that, you know, have that back and forth. But, you know, I'm still willing to, like, just, you know, talk my feelings about it, because there's nothing. No, it's nothing wrong with not knowing anything about wrestling. It's just, you know, sports entertainment in general, you know, only just, you know, wrestling is just, you know, sports entertainment. Whether you're into it or not, it's something that's going to be on television. It's something that's, you know, it's going to be around you, regardless of whether you watch it or not. And right now, the LGBT plus, they have the representation that's needed to go forward. Because a lot of things are changing. But that's what I was talking about earlier here for my podcast here. We're doing a live one today on today's episode, and that's what we was talking about. Yeah, you know, representation, like, it really matters. It's just that like, my thing was, is just that there's a you know, saying there's a few characters that I've seen online that they're, you know, saying they're, the way that they created their characters, it is 100% full on representation of like who they are, and the character is extremely flamboyant, and it's just like, do we believe that that character is going to be this person that's like most people's top wrestler in the world, to, you know, saying like, do we believe that that character is going to beat that character? And if we don't, have we focused maybe too much on just sexual orientation? Have we focused a little bit too much just on labels, when at one point in time, that was something that a lot of people wanted to stay away from, was labels. People wanted to say like, hey, you know what? I'm sick and tired of having labels. And then what did they do? I'm going to create this label. It's something that's happening, and something that, you know, that's going on. So it was what I wanted to talk about today. And that was, so that was my recap really for the early part of the podcast. But thank you for stopping by, man. Hope your day is really going well here. Okay, so two examples. Sunny Kiss is one example. Sunny Kiss, he's a gay man, and he's and his wrestler is extremely flamboyant. You can look him up. Sunny, S-O-N-N-Y, Kiss, K-I-S-S. And his character is really flamboyant, but he's extremely athletic as fuck. Like, he's not a slouch athletically. He can move. He can, he can do luchador style moves and stuff like that. So like, they're like, I guess in a way, if you do it correctly, I guess with the right person, you could give off the believability that he could put on that top-notch performance with someone else. But then there's still the question of whether or not that believability is. And then there's the other. Yeah, he's flamboyant. But and here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just, hey, that's how he is, And the other example is Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose is a trans woman. She is a trans wrestler for AEW, and she's already had the title once before. I think once or twice she's already had the title, and she's been doing great. And again, as far as the representation goes, that was fucking huge. There, no one else like was going to touch that. I don't think a lot of other people were really ready to touch a trans female being the, face of their company for the women's division. You know what I mean? Like, and it happened already. So Nyla Rose has already had that opportunity to give that representation, and she did a fantastic job. And it was also believable because her character as well, like, it's somebody you already know is gonna, that could, whoop your ass. But for someone like Sunny, who's flamboyant as fuck, yeah, it's a question. Have we focused on our sexual orientation a little bit too much when we make a character like Sunny? Because that's just my thing. I would love to see anyone, that wants to be in the, that wants to go down the, wants to be in wrestling, do wrestling. If you want to be in it, and you can, go learn and get involved into wrestling, fucking do it. It's just that be careful with your character, because it's going to be even tougher. I think it's really going to be extremely tough for somebody like Sunny Kiss to really get people behind him. But his character has had a pop. a couple of times. It's just that my thing, believability, that's the only thing. So moving on from that, thanks for asking too, bro. Thanks for instead of asking what I was, saying what I was talking about, man. It's good to have you in here and, saying see some somebody in here typing. Yeah, is it a bit, one dimensional? Like, it's, something like, have I focused a little bit too much on this and like now I fucked up my character? Because that's just the way that I see it as a fan, like looking at what I saw from his character. I know what the WWE would do with Sonny Kiss. If Sonny Kiss was signed to WWE, he would not be touching any main title. He's not going to touch any main title. Definitely going to touch the 24/7 title if they want him to. And if he was in NXT, maybe he, get an opportunity to go for the Cruiserweight title. If he gets a big, big push behind, the gay community and LGBT plus to like push behind him. But like, yeah, that's just one of those things. Like, yeah, it's honestly, you answering my question really actually is not that bad, because usually when promotions would get behind somebody like Sonny or something like that, you're somebody that would actually end up, scrolling and finding that and finding exactly that spot or seeing it online and being like, huh? You know what I mean? They're not really understanding and being able to get behind it. And it's like, that's my thing. How many people are going to be able to get behind something like that? And it's not a bad thing to talk about. And it's not a bad thing to say, like, all right, like, do these wrestlers sometimes maybe feel like they have to? Like, do I have to be extra flamboyant with my character? Because, like, I feel almost like you're ruining your character a little bit too much, because like you got to beat this big ass dude over there and you're doing like, you're doing cartwheels and shit. Like one of your moves is like to do a cartwheel and kind of like, do the booty bump. That's not going to work on a big ass guy. You know what I mean? Like, if, rest in peace, Brody Lee. But if this one guy was still there, like, Sonny Kiss does one of those, the dude's just going to turn around and do a disc at Larry. Knock his fucking head off, in the end of that match. but like, yeah, it's just, I don't know if some of these guys feel like they have to be so down for their community that they, say maybe emphasize a little bit, just a little bit too much on that, on that part. And then they've made this character that's just like, all right, you're representing, but I don't see you beating anybody in this match, But hell yeah, man. Thanks for thanks for answering that question, man, or at least trying to. Shoot, that's, I'm just glad to see some involvement here. It's good. Hope your day is good too. Yeah, we're doing this live podcast here for today's episode, just, talking about wrestling. And it can be an easy trap. And this conversation also can be very disastrous sometimes online. Because, again, I was talking about earlier that just like somebody within the community hearing me talk about this and then seeing you like even just say a comment, like some people can get extra as hell on social media and like saying just get a little bit too much emotional, about things, like, hey, well, you need to understand this, like, calm down. If you know something that I don't know, like, help me get there, but don't be rude about it. And that's that's sometimes what happens. So, like, maybe, hopefully, there's a wrestler that I follow, and her character is fucking awesome. Like, I mean, I've seen this lady work on her character for, like, the last, like, three years I've been following her on Instagram. and just fucking beast, just a fucking beast. But like, yeah, this community, sometimes they follow labels a little bit too much. Like, it's like I was talking earlier and just saying that, like, someone that's not like too understanding about like what the non-binary and stuff like that is, and then the pronouns and stuff now, which is now a big thing on social media, where people are like, don't address me as this, make sure that you address me this way. It can be a touchy subject, and it's and you don't necessarily need to have a debate with people. People just need to just talk to just get understanding, because no one knows until someone tells them. You know, like, everyday people without any trans friends, any gay friends, bi friends, whatever, you know, like, whatever, if you don't have any of those people in your life, you don't know. So like, when you run up on somebody and they're like highly aggressive trying to like tell you how things are, you're like, the fuck out of my face, you know. And when it could be the other way around, where that person can kind of like give you an understanding of what it's like to be them, or, you know, saying like, this is why some people are doing this, because they just want people to know. And it's like, okay, because if you tell me how you want me to address you, I'll address you that way, you know, once you tell me. But if I don't know, don't just assume that also I was going to know. And that's, you know, it can be touchy. But honestly, when it comes down to it, people really just got to work on their social skills. Social skills are so important. And right now, everybody's social skills is fucked. We just had a 2-year pandemic that just set us back socially so far. Regardless of whether you've had the vaccine or not, whether you're going to get it or not, when everything opens back up and people are back out and stuff like that, there's so many people that are still going to be like, I'm not going outside. I'm not going outside. I'm not going with a mask on. I'm not going here. Like, some people will never socially be the same ever again. So yeah, and it's out of habit. And then also there's that time where this person was so aggressive with, you know, saying, explaining this to you, that you've now like kind of just been like, and you know, like, now I don't want to call you Stacy, and you know, like, now I don't want to call you Stacy because you didn't piss me off, Brad, you know. You know, it's not out of hate or anything like that. It's just socially, if you approach people correctly and, you know, like, actually talk to people and not talk down to, that's a big one. Someone talking down to you instead of talking to you really, really makes a huge difference. And especially in these heated topics, because they don't need to be debates. They just need to be conversations. Like, we all need to have conversations and learn things about each other, male, female, you know, non-binary or binary, whatever. You need to conversate with people so people can really understand, like, who you are, why you want to be this, like, why this is this. You know, it's social skills, the basic social skills that we're losing is what things like really boil down to and what they got to go back to. And it's going to be messed up, especially after the last 2 years. It's going to be brand new for people. And like you just said, like, I don't respond to the aggressive approach. And yeah, when someone's trying to at least, like, you're at least willing to listen, you're like, all right, I'll hear this person out. Yeah, you know, like, debate is only a strong word only because, like, a person out there, sometimes some people really don't know how to debate either. Some people don't know how to, I'm going to say my thing, and then now you say yours. And then the moment that person starts to, like, start speaking and they don't like it, they automatically eject. you know, saying inject themselves in and stop you. And then it's just a whole back and forth. But if there's a proper conversation that can be had, you know, then it could, I guess, you know, saying it kind of help things. Hey, man, thank you for that follow, brother. Thank you for that follow. Definite, definite. Thank you for joining the Nerd Rage family here. It's good to have this, you know, saying this conversation, because, like, even though it's within the realm of wrestling, you know, it still can, it's still something to be talked about, because, like, this is just wrestling, but, like, the landscape is changing representation wise all around the scope for everything. And, like, it's, like I said, like, at the end of the day, because of, like, some of the good things that I've seen down the road, as far as the representation part, it's going to be great for the youngsters. Like, I don't necessarily have access to, like, trans people really being around in my area too much. I think I've had two trans people that were, that I think I've maybe had contact with that, you know, that worked in my vicinity. I never really had the, you know, opportunity to be able to have, you know, those conversations. But, like, you know, there's people among us and have been among us and just doing their thing. Just the internet is now out, so people have that availability to, you know, broadcast more of who they are, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. Conversations just need to be had, you know, so people can have a real just understanding. No one knows the real you until they really, like, you know, talk to you. So I'm gonna stop this one right here, man. This is just for the podcast. Thank you guys that check out this this podcast here. You know, we're gonna have another one soon. Definitely tomorrow. All right, guys, thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast. This is Nerd Rage podcast, and I want to thank you guys for taking the time. If you do listen to it, please come back and check us out. Because, again, in the near future, I definitely want to have someone that is a part of the community, you know, to have some back and forth with properly. And until the next episode, you know, I will see you guys soon. So please just do that word of mouth for me and, you know, share the podcast around. I will be sharing this on, you know, social links and letting people know, you know, the episode is out. Thank you and love you guys.